Next question is Linda, LINDA. Last name is FALTESEK. So she was born 4/13/49. She was seen 10/13. This is a 74-year-old woman with history of cerebral palsy, morbid obesity, possible Pickwickian syndrome, Pickwickian syndrome, bedbound, toddlerless, wears a diaper, ADL dependent. Her son is her primary caregiver, currently on hospice with history of heart failure. Patient also has hypertension, hypertensive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, hereditary idiopathic neuropathy, muscle weakness, chronic pain, and anxiety disorder, period. Family history, mom died of COPD, dad died of Alzheimer's. Social, as I said, she's bedbound, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has a Hoyer lift in her room, she uses oxygen. She had one time social, she was married, she had two kids, now she's divorced. She's never been able to work because of her cerebral palsy. Surgical history, has had many surgery on her heel, legs, and a hysterectomy, other surgeries related to her cerebral palsy as a child. COVID immunization, none. Review of systems, swelling in the lower extremity, weakness, increased abdominal girth, possible ascites, wears a diaper, short of breath, wheezing, O2 is using O2. Recently, patient has had cough, congestion, sputum production, which patient was placed on Levaquin, albuterol inhalers, and cough medication, which has helped somewhat in the past 24 to 36 hours, and she's continuing to use at this time, period. On exams, this 74-year-old woman looks quite debilitated. Blood pressure is 140 over 98, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart positive, one positive is 2. Lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, wheezing. Patient was encouraged to use her inhaler more frequently. Abdomen is soft but obese. Cannot rule out ascites. Lower extremity 2 plus edema. Deformity related to cerebral palsy. Pulses are intact. Skin shows no rash. Assessment. This is a 74-year-old woman with hypertensive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, cerebral palsy, shortness of breath, O2 dependency, ADL, total ADL dependency, uses a Hoyer lift, bowel and bladder incontinent, and recently with exacerbation of COPD and congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph, patient has been showing decline for the past few months. This has gotten so much worse in the past 2 weeks. Patient is on antibiotics, breathing treatments, expected to do poorly. Patient most likely is hospice appropriate, lives with her son Anthony, and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Other medical issues include neuropathy, chronic pain, muscle weakness, and age-related physical disability related to her own cerebral palsy. Thank you.